AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The stock market ended mostly higher today. The Dow was up 115 points after today's jobs report showed there was some cooling last month. Our Shelley Adler reports.
President Biden took a victory lap after another solid jobs report for the month of August.
As we head into Labor Day, we ought to take a step back and take note of the fact that America is now one of the strongest job-creating periods in our history.
That's after the Labor Department reported 187,000 jobs were added last month. Wage gains are easing, a trend that could tamp down inflation. I'm Shelley Adler.
Millions of Americans are making the big getaway ahead of Monday's Labor Day holiday. At LAX, Drew Smith says it's gone smoothly for him so far.
Not bad traffic. Not bad checking the bag.
An Ohio family is calling for criminal charges against two officers involved in the fatal shooting of a pregnant black woman last week. Here's our Jennifer King.
Extended back in service, 1828.
Get out of the car. The police chief, John Belford, says two officers were helping someone get into a locked car when a supermarket employee told them several people, including Young, were leaving with stolen items. When the officers told her to get out of the car, the chief says she put the vehicle in gear and accelerated.
Get out.
Get out of the car.
An officer directly in front of her car fired one shot through the windshield. The family's lawyer, Sean Walton, claims the department has waited to release the video to minimize attention on potentially damaging footage. I'm Jennifer King.
A convicted killer is on the loose in Chester County, Pennsylvania. Authorities say the 34-year-old from Brazil should be considered extremely dangerous after escaping from prison. President Biden heads to storm-ravaged Florida's Big Bend region tomorrow. A recall on high chairs made by Tomy. Screws can come loose, causing the seats to fall. This is AP News. The Biden administration is toughening rules on the levels of staffing at nursing homes.
The federal government wants to dictate staffing levels at nursing homes, but neither advocates for the elderly nor the nursing home industry like the Biden administration's proposed rules. The government says most nursing homes would have to add staffers and keep a registered nurse on duty 24 hours a day. But the proposed staffing minimums are lower than many advocates had hoped. The nursing home industry opposes staffing minimums. A spokeswoman for Leading Age, a group that represents nonprofit nursing homes, says the industry already is in a workforce crisis and there are simply no people to hire. I'm Rita Foley.
A top glacier watcher is warning. A warm summer and heat wave last week may have caused severe glacier melt across Switzerland. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.